Master Lieutenant,
another guard and friends have shaken Edward from the regal seat, and turned my captive state to liberty. My fears to hope, my sorrows unto joys. At our enlargement, what are thy due fees?
Subjects may challenge nothing of their sovereigns, but if an humble prayer may prevail, I then crave pardon of your majesty.
For what, Lieutenant? For well using me? Nay, be thou sure I'll well requite thy kindness, for that it made my prisonment a pleasure. Aye, such a pleasure as encaged birds conceive, when after many moody thoughts, at last by notes of household harmony, they quite forget their loss of liberty. Warwick, after God, thou set'st me free, and chiefly therefore I thank God and thee. He was the author, thou the instrument. Therefore, that I may conquer fortune's spite by living low where fortune cannot hurt me, and that the people of this blessed land may not be punished with my thwarting stars. Warwick, although my head still wear the crown, I here resign my government to thee, for thou art fortunate in all thy deeds.
Your grace hath still been famed for virtuous, and now may seem as wise as virtuous by spying and avoiding fortune's malice, for few men temper rightly with the stars. If in this one thing let me blame your grace, for choosing me, when Clarence is in place.
Now, Warwick, thou art worthy of the sway, to whom the heavens in my nativity adjudged an olive branch and laurel crown as likely to be blessed in peace and war, and therefore I yield thee my free consent.
And I choose Clarence only for protector.
Warwick and Clarence, give me both your hands. Join your hands, and with your hands your hearts, that no dissension hinder government. I make you both protectors of this land, whilst I myself will lead a private life, and in devotion spend my latter days to sin's rebuke and my Creator's praise.
What answers Clarence to his sovereign's will?
That he consents if Warwick yields consent. On my fortune I repose myself.
Why then, though loath, yet must I be content. We'll yoke together like a double shadow to Henry's body and supply his place. I mean, in bearing weight of government, while he enjoys the honor and his ease.
And Clarence, now then it is more than needful forthwith that Edward be pronounced a traitor, and all his lands and goods be confiscated.
What else?
And that succession be determined.
Aye. Therein Clarence shall not want his part.
But with the first of all your chief affairs, let me entreat, for I command no more, that Margaret, your queen, and my son Edward be sent for to return from France with speed. For till I see them here, by doubtful fear, my joy of liberty is half eclipsed.
It shall be done, my sovereign, with all speed.
Lord of Somerset, what youth is that of whom you seem to have so tender care?
My liege, it is young Henry, Earl of Richmond.
Come hither, England's hope. If secret powers suggest but truth to my divining thoughts, this pretty lad will prove our country's bliss. His looks are full of peaceful majesty, his head by nature framed to wear a crown, and to wield a scepter, and himself likely in time to bless a regal throne. Make much of him, my lords, for this is he must help you more than you are hurt by me.
What news, my friend?
Edward is escaped from your brother, and said that he is since to Burgundy.
Unsavory news! And how may he escape?
He was conveyed by Richard, Duke of Gloucester, and the Lord Hastings, who attended him in secret ambush on the forest side, and from the bishop's huntsman rescued him, for hunting was his daily exercise.
Our brother was too careless of his charge. But let us hence, my sovereign, to provide a salve for any sore that may betide.
I like not of this flight of Edward's, but doubtless Burgundy will yield him help, and we shall have more wars before very long. As Henry's late presaging prophecy did glad my heart with hope of this young Richmond, so doth my heart misgive me in these conflicts what may befall him to his harm and ours. Therefore, Lord Oxford, to prevent the worst, forthwith we'll send him hence to Brittany, till storms be past of civil enmity.
Aye. What if Edward repossess the crown? It's like that Richmond with the rest shall die.
It shall be so. He shall to Brittany. Come, therefore, let's about it speedily.